A freeway crash on I-5 in Irvine this weekend killed 5 teenage passengers. Crashes like this lead many to ask, are teens ready to drive at such a young age? Sarah Zahedi has the story.
The sole survivor of the I-5 car crash was the driver, a 16-year-old boy who was driving without a license. The passengers were 3 other teenage boys and 2 girls from Orange County. They died at the scene of the 2 a.m. crash. Orange County fire officials say the teens were traveling southbound on the 5 from Knott's Scary Farm when they crashed into an embankment and the car caught on fire. California Highway Patrol officers say skid marks on the freeway indicate that speeding may have caused the crash. This accident is not the first of its kind. Traffic crashes are the leading cause of death for teenagers across the United States, and drivers between 16 and 19 have the highest crash rates of any other age group. Jose Polanco has been a driving instructor at Abel's Driving School for 8 years.
They feel bad about the fact that kids get into bad accidents, but then they start driving the same way the people who get into accidents do.
Polanco says many of his teenage students are not equipped to be safe drivers right when they get their licenses.
Some kids are not mature enough to drive, and some kids don't get the help that they need from their parents. We try to tell them as much as possible and teach them good habits and all that, but as soon as they get their licenses, they basically do whatever they want.
In California, drivers younger than 18 are usually prohibited from driving between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. They also aren't allowed to have passengers under 20 years old in the car for the first 6 months after obtaining a license, unless they are with another licensed driver. But Polanco says that doesn't stop many teens, and that's when the parents come in, to encourage their kids to become safe drivers.
Everybody knows the rules. We tell them, the people at the DMV tell them. But once they get their licenses, it's up to them to follow the rules and do the right thing.
California Highway Patrol officials say further investigation into the crash will take another month. In the meantime, the CHP encourages new drivers to become informed about the ways they can keep themselves and their passengers safe on the road. Sarah Zahedi, Annenberg Radio News.